Chapter 9. A Terrible Way to Escape. Oh, how difficult it is to read that last line which I wrote only 3 weeks ago. Now I can't remember what happiness feels like. The weather has been terrible. The rain started just after I finished writing in my journal that Sunday. I noticed the black clouds just as Stephen arrived back from London. Then Father appeared the next morning. "Did you stay with the Cottons?" I asked as I got a glass of milk for him.
"Yes, I had Simon's room."
"Where did you sleep when he came home yesterday?" I asked.
"He went to Neil's hotel. Simon is a nice man, much too nice."
"Why too nice?" I said, giving Father his milk.
"Because Rose knows it and uses it," he said. "No man should be as in love as Simon is with Rose. There are some women who should not be loved too kindly, and she's one of them."
That was when the unhappiness came over me in a huge wave, and the guilt too. I wanted Simon to love me and not Rose. "You're stupid and worse," I told myself. "You want to steal him." Then I remembered Father saying, "Rose uses it," and I immediately wanted to hit her. I started to imagine many horrible things, like Rose finding Simon and me kissing. I even thought of kicking her. These thoughts helped me to feel better at the time. But after, I felt sick and guilty and angry at myself. Waking up is the worst time. It's like something sits heavily on me. I always feel better after I've cried, but I have to wait until everyone is out or busy before I can cry. I thought about going to see the vicar. Maybe that could help me to forget my problems. Or maybe I could help Miss Marcy with the school, or do other good things, like read to old people. One rainy afternoon, I walked to the quays and asked for a glass of wine. It made me better for a bit, but it's too expensive to do that all the time. I came home and went to my bedroom. But I want to feel everything, good and bad, I said to myself. Then the unhappiness immediately poured back over me. I tried to open my heart to it as part of life, but it got worse. The church, caring for people, and strong drink all help us to escape. But there is another way to escape. A much worse one. And I tried it on my birthday a week ago. Stephen gave me a radio. That's why he kept going to London. He was saving the money for my birthday present. When I saw it, I knew that I should feel happy and excited. But I felt nothing. Then a huge box arrived by car, and in it was a radio record player from Simon and lots of records. When Stephen saw it, the light went out of his eyes.
"I'll just use it for playing records," I promised. "The radio part of it isn't very good."
But he turned and went out.
Oh, I felt so sorry for him. All those months of saving money. I ran after him as he was going across the bridge. "Let's go to the woods," I said.
We walked under the trees, and I kept talking about the two radios and how his was better.
I think that I tried too hard, because he stopped and said, "It's all right, you know."
I put my arms out and pulled him towards me. He kissed me, very softly at first, but then more and more. I wanted him to go on and on. I didn't even stop him when he pulled my dress down over my arm.
"Stop me," he said, pushing me away hard. And suddenly, I was running back through the woods. I could hear him calling as I ran up the kitchen stairs.
"Cassandra, please stop crying," Stephen called. "There's nothing wrong if I love you and you love me."
"But I don't love you," I shouted. "I hate you." And then I turned and saw the look in his eyes and cried, "No, no, I don't mean that, but, oh, I'll never be able to explain."
I ran to my room and shut the door. For the first time in my life, I wanted to be dead. Oh, I have done a terrible thing. It is 9 o'clock, and I am writing in bed. Something has happened. A telegram came for Stephen from Leda Fox Cotton. She wants him to go to London next weekend. Then Thomas showed me a letter that Rose sent him.
"She doesn't talk about Simon," he said. "She just writes about everything that he's buying her. Does she love him, do you think?"
I've just decided what to do. If Rose really loves Simon, I'll never try to take him from her. I'll go away, maybe to college. But I must know. I must see her. I'll go to London with Stephen on Saturday.